Good evening, good evening. Please turn your Bibles to 1 Timothy 4. This is not the first message that I wrote, actually. I wrote a whole other one that I told God. I said, you know, I really don't want to preach this one. And he said, well, read it again. So I did it again. And then I said, well, I don't really want to do that one either. And he said, do it again. So I did it again. And about third time through, and I prayed and I said, I think the point of that message was for me. And God was just telling me, this is for you, and you need to get right. And I was like, all right. So through all that and a little bit of struggle came this particular outline that I wrote out. And so if you just please bear with me, we're going to start reading in verse 1. If you can please stand for the reading of God's word. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter time some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with the hot iron, forbidding to marry, and commanding to abstain from meats, which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing is to be refused, if it be received with thanksgiving. For it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. If thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine, whereunto thou hast obtained. But refuse profane and old wives' fables, and exercise thyself rather unto godliness. For bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all exception. Acceptation. I'm going to take a look at verse 6. It says, if thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ. And these things is, from what I'm understanding, and I've read different commentaries on this, is basically everything that's happened before, and he's written the whole book. I'm not going to go through the whole book of 1 Timothy. But, number one, Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. Because the grace of our Lord is exceeding abundant with faith and love, and only through Jesus Christ you can obtain salvation. That is the first thing. The second thing is that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and the giving of thanks must be made for all men. And with that, reading through here and got chapter 2, he again says, for this is good and acceptable in the sight of our God. And so the things that you might think that are acceptable also need to be acceptable in the sight of God. And it is for God that all things are possible. So number one, Jesus came for one purpose, that is to preach the gospel of the kingdom of God. He says this in Mark chapter 1, repent ye and believe the gospel. Jeremiah 31:19 lays it out like this. Surely after that I was turned, I repented. And after that, I was instructed. And so the first thing that happens is you are turned toward God during your salvation. And so as you're walking around in this world and you're lost, and when you get saved, now you're facing God. That's the first thing that happens. The second thing, you realize the shame of your sin. Jeremiah says, I repented directly after I was turned. You realize your sin. And coming to the repentance of God, it is something that I've been trying to understand more and more and more of. And getting right with God every single day. And waking up and early in the morning and you know, reading the Bible. And understanding that my own thought life is my own problem. And it is so hard to walk the narrow line. But at the same time, you have a perfect word of God. And because of that, God does lay it out how to walk the line. The next thing is you are instructed. You begin to grow in Christ. Repentance is needed because God is not going to put up your sin. Repentance is needed because if you don't repent, then you're going to grieve the Holy Spirit. If you look over, verse 2, chapter 4, verse 2. Having your conscience seared with the hot iron. These are things that you're going to start seeing. People aren't going to have a conscience. And you think, how do you know what's right and what's wrong? You have a lot of churches today that are seemingly saying really good things, but they don't have a conscience to know what is right and what is wrong, which is, I'm so thankful that I have the Word of God. The next thing is once you're right with God, you need to be thankful. And I see this throughout the whole Bible, and it's one of the things that I try to practice as often as I can, is to be thankful. For everything that happens in my life, I am thankful. And I try to remain content for all the ups and all the downs. And your sin binds you unto death, but it's the love of God that makes salvation possible. And you should be thankful that God is kind enough and loving enough to give you salvation, to make it possible for you. It is God's desire for you to be with Him, and that's what brings all of this about. Looking at verse 3, without thankfulness means you are ungrateful for the things that you do receive. When you eat food, be thankful about it. I think of some of the restaurants left and right that I'm seeing closing, and I'm reading that there's a lot of restaurants in the coming future that are going to have a lot of issues staying open. You know, most people, when I go to a restaurant, they sit, they get their food, they expect to get their food because they're paying, and they're unthankful the whole time. I see children on their phones. There's no communion at the table. There's a lot of homes that don't even have a table. And, you know, so there's no communion with the family. And, you know, it just kind of leads me to think just how thankful people are, and they're just expecting all these things. James 1:7 says, "For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord." Be thankful for what you have. I'm going to read real quickly out of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 15. "See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, and in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit, despise not prophesying. Prove all things, hold fast that which is good." There are so many people, Christians included, that just expect things to happen. Life continues to move forward. And for everything that happens, good or bad, in my life, I do my utmost to say thank you and show appreciation for the things that I get. I'm going to finish with 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 23. "And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." Thank you.